Welcome to the News with NDTV. It's Monday, June 24th. Coming up in today's episode, the NEET paper leak probe reaches Maharashtra and Delhi. How four engineers conspired to form the UP Constable paper leak ring. The first day of Parliament witnesses sharp attack between opposition and ruling government. And Hajj pilgrimage death toll reaches 1300. First up, starting from Bihar, the investigation into the NEET paper leak controversy has reached Maharashtra and New Delhi. Two school teachers and two others have been named in an FIR filed in Latur in the paper leak case. Sanjay Tukaram Jadhav and Jaleel Umar Khan Pathan were picked up by the Nanded Anti-Terrorist Squad or ATS yesterday. They used to teach in Zilla Parishad schools and also run private coaching centers in Latur. NDTV's Radhika Ramaswamy reported the ETS let them go after questioning. But Jaleel Umar Khan Pathan was taken into custody yesterday after long hours of questioning, while Sanjay Tukaram Jadhav is on the run. Pathan will be presented before the court shortly at the time of the recording. Police have found admit cards and WhatsApp chats of several students on their phones. Both men were in regular contact with the man in the national capital, Delhi. The Delhi-based Gangadhar helped Sanjay Tukaram Jadhav and Jaleel Umar Khan Pathan contact aspirants willing to pay a hefty price for guaranteed success. A reminder that after the NEET UG paper leak controversy erupted, the NEET PG exam was postponed a night before the scheduled exam. Many students have taken to the streets to protest these developments, especially the last-minute cancellation and postponements as seen last week. The CBI was handed over the probe into the NEET paper leak case on Saturday, as the government vowed to protect the interest of the students. It is also probing the UGC NET irregularities, which include exam question paper allegedly being leaked and sold on the dark web. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court sought responses from the Centre, the National Testing Agency and others on various petitions, including those seeking cancellation of the NEET UG 2024 exam, and a court-monitored investigation. A big red flag in the alleged irregularities was when the centre told the Supreme Court grace marks for lost time were awarded to 1,563 students in NEET UG, while trying to explain results being flagged as fake by many parents and students. Sources in the Education Ministry told NDTV that grace marks have never been the norm for loss of time. NDTV's Ashwin Singh reported, quote, "To compensate for lost time constraints, the format recommended increasing time, but never to allow grace marks, which were given subjectively. The method seems extremely odd," unquote, the sources said. The National Testing Agency ended up scrapping the results of those 1,563 students. A retest was held today for 1,563 students, out of which only 813 or 52% students turned up. The Supreme Court has also halted proceedings on various similar petitions in high courts. And next, paper leaks are surfacing each day as police and authorities are cracking down on the perpetrators strongly after the NEET NET exams controversy. This time, the police have arrested four accused in Uttar Pradesh regarding another government exam. The qualifying exams for the post of Review Officer, Assistant Review Officer, or RO-ARO, in Uttar Pradesh was held on February 11th. They were cancelled shortly after amid allegations of paper leak, and now police have more than four people in custody. More than 10 lakh students had appeared for the examination that was cancelled. Investigations into the matter have revealed that the leak took place at the Bishop Johnson's Girls High School and College in Prayagraj. Later, a special task force found that the paper had leaked from the printing press as well. At the core of the leak are four engineers: Rajiv Nayan Mishra, Sunil Raghuvanshi, Vishal Dubey and Subhash Prakash. However, there was a second leak as well. Arpit Vineet Yashwant, who was overseeing the examination, took pictures of the question paper at 6:30 a.m. on the morning of the exam. Five people, including Arpit, have been arrested in the case. As for the leak from the printing press, Rajiv Nayan Mishra, one of the mastermind of the UP Police exam paper leak, plotted it with the printing press employee Sunil Raghuvanshi and his friends Vishal Dubey and Subhash Prakash. All four of them have engineering degrees. NDTV's Tanish Punjabi has learned Rajiv is the one who reached out to Sunil and his co-conspirators. Sunil, while working at the printing press, demanded rupees 10 lakh to give them access to the paper. But he had one condition. The candidates must be made to read the paper in front of him so it doesn't go viral. Rajiv Mishra, Sunil Raghuvanshi and other accomplice Subhash Prakash agreed to the terms. Sunil Raghuvanshi then kept looking for an opportunity. If a question paper is damaged during printing, it is kept aside and destroyed using a paper shredder. He found an opportunity on April 3rd and his alleged conspiracy partners would share the paper with the candidates on February 8th. Subhash Prakash, who was himself a candidate for the RO-ARO exam, solved the papers. Two other accomplices, Vivek Upadhyay and Amarjeet Sharma, brought the candidates to the hotel. Then in the same hotel, the paying candidates participated in this paper leak and memorized the questions and their answers. A similar operation was arranged by Rajiv Mishra and Ravi Atre to leak the UP Police Constable exam held days after the RO-ARO exam. In that, an employee of the transportation company helped the masterminds arrange the question papers with the safe breaking expert from Bihar. Both Ravi Atre and Rajiv Mishra are in Meerut jail. In the UP Police Constable exam, more than 47 lakh aspirants appeared for the 60,000 job vacancies. The examination was cancelled after paper leak allegations. And next, the first day of parliament for the newly elected third term of the NDA government, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, involved attacks between ruling government and opposition. Addressing the media before the House met, the Prime Minister said that June 25th, which is tomorrow, will mark the 50th anniversary of the emergency period and called it a black spot in the country's democracy. However, members of the Joint Opposition India Bloc, led by Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, held a protest while raising copies of the Indian Constitution. They chanted, "Who will save the Constitution? We will, and long live the Constitution." The Prime Minister has returned to the top post with the support of NDA and allies, and the opposition plans to use its numerical strength to corner the government on the House floor. The Prime Minister said later, quote, "In the last 10 years, we have always tried to implement a tradition because we believe a majority is required to run the government. But to run a country, a consensus is one of the utmost importance," unquote. The Prime Minister said the government will try to take everyone along to serve the country and its people, but added a stern message for the opposition, which is planning protests both inside and outside the parliament against the new government over irregularities from leaked question paper to extra marks in competitive exams like UGC NET and NEET UG. The Prime Minister said, and I quote, "India needs a responsible opposition. People want substance, not slogans. They want debate and diligence, not drama and disturbance in the parliament. I hope the opposition will live up to the people's expectations," unquote. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the country was expecting that the Prime Minister would speak about the protests surrounding NEET, the train accident in West Bengal, or the continuing violence in Manipur. Quote, "You are warning the opposition. You are talking about the 50-year-old emergency, but have forgotten the undeclared emergency in the last 10 years. Unquote. Mr. Kharge said, adding that the people have given a mandate against Modiji. The Congress chief said India opposition bloc will raise the people's voice inside and outside the parliament. As the new MPs took oath, Education Minister Dharmesh Pradhan also reached the podium. However, his turn was interrupted by low chance of NEET exam by members of the opposition, referring to the ongoing NEET paper leak controversy. Breaking from breaking news, there is a zombie virus taking over cicadas and making them crazed with mating. News agency AP reported, with their bulging red eyes and their alien-like mating sound, periodical cicadas can be seen scary and weird enough. But some of them are really sex-crazed zombies on speed, hijacked by a supersized fungus. West Virginia University mycology professor Matt Kasson, his 9-year-old son Oliver, and graduate student Angie Macias are tracking a nasty fungus called Massapura cicadina. It is the only one on Earth that makes amphetamine, a drug called speed, in the insect when it takes over. And yes, the fungus also takes control of the cicada, making them hypersexual, looking to spread the parasite as a sexually transmitted disease. Now, back to news.
Saudi Arabia revealed on Sunday that more than 1,300 people died during the Hajj pilgrimage, which took place during intense heat, and that most of those who died did not have official permits. Quote, regrettably, the number of mortalities reached 1,301, with 83% being unauthorized to perform Hajj and having walked long distances under direct sunlight without adequate shelter or comfort. Unquote. The official Saudi press agency reported. An AFP tally last week, based on official statements and reports from diplomats involved in the country's response, put the count at more than 1,100. While temperatures in Mecca this year climbed as high as 51.8 degrees Celsius, according to Saudi Arabia's National Meteorological Center, Riyadh had not publicly commented on the deaths or provided its own count until Sunday. However, the Saudi Health Minister Fahd Al-Jalajil on Sunday described the management of the Hajj this year as successful, SPA reported. Quote, the health system addressed numerous heat stress this year, with some individuals still under care. Among the diseased were several elderly and chronically ill individuals, unquote. This SPA reported. The Hajj is one of the 5 pillars of Islam that all Muslims with the means must complete at least once in their lives. Saudi officials have said 1.8 million pilgrims took part this year, a similar number to last year, and that 1.6 million come from abroad. And lastly, government employees becoming mothers via surrogacy will now be eligible for 180 days of maternity leave, following amendments announced recently to a 50-year-old rule by the centre. According to the changes made in the Central Civil Services Leave Rules 1972, the commissioning mother is now entitled to 180 days of maternity leave, while the commissioning father is entitled to 15 days of paternity leave. The word commissioning here means the mother who is intended to raise the child after surrogacy, and commissioning father is the person who is the biological father of the said child. Till now, there were no rules to grant maternity leaves to women government employees in case the child was born through surrogacy. Existing rules allowed, quote, a female government servant and single male government servant childcare leave for a maximum period of 730 days, which would be during their entire service for taking care of the 2 eldest surviving children. But the rule never mentioned surrogacy, so it was assumed only for women who gave birth themselves. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.